Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's up, beautiful people? This is your girl, Royalty, and you are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio. This is Beauty and Beats on Dollhouse Radio. I hope everybody is having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. I hope day is drama-free, stress-free, worry-free, ratchet-free. I hope that your Sunday is going great, and if it's not, then hopefully tuning in to this hour and a half of Beauty and Beats will get you in the right mindset so you can get through the rest of your day. and the rest of your week. So welcome to the show. And let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, you guys, so we can go ahead and get this party started for you. I've got my girl, celebrity talent manager, Jahyra, on the line. What's up, Jahyra?
What's happening?
Hey, girl.
Hey. I'm here in the building.
Jahyra's in the building. How's your Sunday going?
Sunday is wonderful. It's been hot as ever, but
yes,
it's cool. I'm maintaining.
It's great. It is very much so hot and steamy here in St. Louis, but it's sunny. You know, you can't beat the sunshine being out all bright and beautiful. I just wish the humidity would hide behind a couple of clouds, but it's okay. I'm maintaining. So,
right.
So, yeah. So, but all in all, it is a great Sunday. Let me go ahead and bring in Sir Charles. Sir Charles, what's going on? Oh, wait a minute. Let me do a proper introduction before he, like, get on my head. You know, that is just rude, Angela. Let's welcome in our pro makeup artist and also beauty ambassador for the Chanel brand, you guys. This is Sir Charles. Hey, Sir Charles. Are you there? Oh, I guess he is not in yet. I thought that was Sir Charles, but I was wrong. So he is not on the line with us yet, but he should be in very, very soon. So anyway, we'll just keep it on moving. So we have a great show planned for you guys tonight. Of course, you know, we have What's New in Beauty. I always have a little bit of goodies for you in the beauty department there. We've also got some entertainment news for you. And,
It's a lot of juicy stuff going on this past week, y'all.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got all of that, you guys. So we are going to get into some entertainment news and talk about some much-needed entertainment gossip for you guys. So you definitely don't want to go anywhere at all. You want to stay tuned for that. So we've got a hot little show for you, so just sit tight. We're going to go ahead and get into these Dollhouse Radio announcements. And then we are going to go into our first music break. And when we come back, we'll go ahead and get into What's New in Beauty, you guys. So, yeah. I have a little something to talk to you guys about. So let's go ahead and get into these announcements, and we will be right back, you guys.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_Hot Sugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Oh.
Yo. Ayo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka, I'ma mix it. Roll that spaceship, we about to get lifted. Live in the present and give this for the gifted. This what you came, this what you came for. You get what you buy, this what you pay for. So make sure the stars is what you aim for. Make mistakes though.
I never worry, life is a journey.
Gonna be. If he's sexy, he planking on me. So when them big boys and all of that, tell the bartender say my order back. It's bottle service, he ordered that. Might let him take it home and slow the debt. He got friends, but all of my friends, they ain't leaving till we say when. And we gon' hang over the next day, but we will remember this day. So drop the pop and get low, and we can drop the top and just cruise. We press the deck down to the shoes. My only motto in life is don't lose.
I know you.
back, you guys. If you are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. That was a little mix. We had some Nicki Minaj, Night Is Still Young in there. And that last track was by indie artist Nuria Afonso. It's called Used To. And Nuria is actually the sister of Indaya Morell. So that was her track that we were just playing here on the show. I love that song. It's just too short. Like, I want to hear more of it. It just went away way too fast. So you guys, if you like that track, definitely call us up and let us know what you think about it. Our number is 646-595-4038. I am your host, Royalty. I've got my co-host on the line, celebrity talent manager, Tahira, and we are getting ready to get into some beauty news, some beauty tips, a little bit of beauty talk for you guys. So let's get into it. So Sir Charles hasn't made it in as of yet, so we're just going to go ahead and keep it moving. So this week in beauty news, there was not a whole lot of beauty news, you guys. I know I always have, like, all the news when it comes to beauty. But there's a little bit of stuff that I do want to talk about. I also have royalties. Approved beauty must-haves. Okay, so you ready to hire it? Because I've got the approved beauty must-haves.
I am here, and I am ready.
Okay, so first thing is, let's just talk about my beauty tip for the week. So my beauty tip for the week, you guys, is all about taking care of your skin, right? So I have to say this. You cannot wear makeup and just pack it on your face and try to just cover everything. Part of having a beautiful, flawless face when it comes to wearing your makeup, even if it's the smallest amount of makeup, is how you take care of your skin underneath the makeup. Now, for those of you, because I know the show has gone through its changes, for those of you who are new to the show and you're just now listening in, that's why I'm going ahead and going back to the whole skincare thing. It's so important that you take care of your natural skin. So these are my tips for maintaining natural, healthy skin. You definitely want to make sure that you cleanse your skin. Do not use soap. Soap is extremely drying to the skin. Only time I would recommend that you use soap is if you're using a moisturizing soap, something like maybe a cocoa butter soap, something like that that's really moisturizing, then, yes, I would say you can use soap. Or if you have a skincare line that makes a soap that's specifically targeted for your skin. So use a cleanser, but typically I do not recommend that you use soap. And if you have oily skin, such as myself, I'm very, very oily, I recommend you using a gel-based cleanser. Gel-based cleansers are really good for oily skin and not promoting overproduction of oil on your skin. So definitely use you a gel-based cleanser. And if you have dry skin, then I definitely recommend that you use a moisturizing or lotion-based type of cleanser. So those are my recommendations for cleansing. You definitely want to use some type of a toner. Either use a toner that has something to do with the skincare line that you're using, or the best and the cheapest toner that you can use, in my opinion, is Witch Hazel. Seriously.
No, because that should be soap quite often.
See, it's a natural astringent toner. It also helps to control oil, too. So, and it's a moisturizer. It, like, does everything. So, Witch Hazel is bomb.com. You can, like, replace all your expensive toners with just Witch Hazel, and there you have it. It's amazing and awesome. Next thing, you got to moisturize. Even if you have oily skin, you have to moisturize your skin. So I do recommend, if you have oily skin, to use a gel-based moisturizer, or use you an oil-controlling moisturizer. There's a lot to choose from. I've said this before, I love Clinique products, so I use the Dramatically Different Moisturizing Gel for my oily skin. Definitely use your gel-based moisturizer. And then if you have drier skin, you definitely want to use you a nice, thick, creamy moisturizer for your skin, something that is really luxurious and moisturizing. Yes, definitely moisturize your skin. So then there's two other steps that you must do with your skincare, which probably most people may or may not do. First one is to exfoliate. I recommend that you exfoliate at least 2 times a week. Yes, even if you have dry skin, exfoliate at least 1 to 2 times a week. And also use some type of mask. There's a moisture mask. There's a mask for detoxifying the skin. There's masks for reducing pores and promoting clearer skin, for controlling oil. There's so many different masks out there. Choose you a mask that will target a problem area for you and exfoliate 1 to 2 times a week. So that should be your skincare routine, ladies, to achieve beautiful skin, soft skin, moisturized skin. That is my recommendation for you. Never neglect the skin, and that will make your makeup application that much more flawless and beautiful. So that is my beauty tip for the week when it comes to, taking care and looking flawless all the time. There you go. So in conjunction with that beauty tip for this week, I also have my beauty must-have for you guys that you definitely should go check out, pick up, whatever you want to do. These are approved by royalty. So, Tahira, I don't know, are you familiar with Anastasia Beverly Hills? It's Anastasia Beverly Hills. Have you used any of her products or have checked out the product line at all?
No, ma'am.
All righty. So you can pick you up some Anastasia Beverly Hills, you guys, at Ulta, which is my ultimate favorite place to go. Ulta, Sephora, which is my other ultimate favorite place to go. Anastasia, BeverlyHills.com. Go to the website. I recommend that you pick up the Anastasia Beverly Hills New Falls Liquid Lipsticks. They are bomb.com, bomb colors, super opaque and pigmented. Yeah, they're awesome, yeah. And they come in some awesome shades because we're getting ready for the fall season now. So you got some taupes and some reds and some burgundies and that's orange, gorgeous. Definitely make sure you pick up those. They do retail for like $20 liquid lipstick, but it's worth it. They're really good. It's a really good brand. And also pick up the Anastasia Beverly Hills Artist Palette and the Shadow Couture World Traveler Palette for those of you guys who are into your eyeshadows and everything. So make sure you check those out. I talked about this last week. Pick you up the Urban Decay Naked Smoky Palette. This is like your go-to palette for smoky eyes. And not just the black smoky eyes, but you can do smoky eyes and purple and burgundy and blue and gray. So this has a little bit of everything for you. So definitely check that out if you're looking to, you know, create you the perfect smoky eye. I recommend you pick up this palette. 3 more things, you guys. Make sure you pick up the Becca Shimmering Skin Perfector. Becca is a bomb cosmetic line, if you guys don't know, but I recommend these particular shades, especially for my ladies of color, and I'm not just talking about my black sisters. I'm talking about my Latino and Indian sisters and everyone else, women of color. So I recommend you get opal, bronze, and rose gold because they're so beautiful, and they give you that beautiful J-Lo glow and all of that good stuff. You know, everybody's trying to have it. Well, yes. Gorgeous, gorgeous ladies. Perfect for the summer. So get it and wear it because summer's almost over. But check those out. MAC Prolongwear Nourishing Waterproof Foundation. It's a waterproof foundation. So that says about it's still hot outside and will be probably for the next month and a half or whatever. You guys pick up that foundation so that your makeup stays in place and flawless. It won't run because it's waterproof. So I definitely recommend that you check out that foundation. And I am a huge fan of MAC Foundation. And last but not least, you want to make sure that you pick up the Benefit Cosmetics Roller Lash Curling and Lifting Mascara. So I just totally bought that mascara yesterday. However, I seen it on a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. It's bomb.com. Not only does it have, like, B vitamins in there, and it promotes natural lash growth, so your lashes will grow and get fuller, but, like, it makes you look like you have on falsies. It really does. It's awesome. So, ladies, there you have it. My beauty tip for the week. My beauty must-haves that you must pick up. This is for this week. I think I'm going to have some beauty must-haves every week on Beauty and Beads. Definitely pick up those products. Get your skincare routine together. And that is my what's new in beauty for you this week, guys. What'd you think about that, huh?
Okay. She's on it.
So I was like, I don't know what half this stuff is that you were talking about, girl. But
it sounds good.
But it sounds good. Glow and skincare. All right, you guys. So that concludes my What's New in Beauty for you for this week. You guys, if you ever have any beauty questions or anything, you could always most definitely call in, especially during the What's New in Beauty segment, and ask your questions and ask for product recommendations and any other beauty talks that you want to have. Feel free to call us up, and I will be happy to just talk your ear off about beauty. But if you do want to call in, our call-in number is 646-595-4038. You can hit us up at any time. So we are about to go ahead and get into another little quick break for you guys. And when we come back, we'll get into some more talk about all kinds of stuff. I have a little bit of entertainment news too, Jahira. It's not as good as your entertainment news, but I got a little something too. So when we come back, we'll get into a little bit more. I have some fashion news too, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got entertainment news coming up. Jahira has the juiciest news, so stay tuned, you guys. We'll be back after the break. This is Takara with All In.
Slicks.
Slicks.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.com.
All in. Banger. Banger.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing. I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissin', it's just like a trip of joy. You got me fallin', and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're to know, if you are. Got it for ya.
You gotta be all in. Let me know if you wanna be, cause I'm all in. Let me know if you're sure to be with me. All in.
Give you all my love. I got it for ya.
Best in quality.
I hope
today.
To be forever. Forever and another lifetime.
What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm riding with you, don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're
born to know.
If you are
ready for
my love, I got it for you.
You gotta be all this.
If I had a dime for every dude with a rap dream, you know the girls would be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes with a Don't Disturb on the door now. Then I buy a Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm reppin' ya. Yeah, he about to sign a deal.
He about to blow.
And gotta move to Atlanta.
We about to go.
Finally see the light and I'm glad I stayed. But the label said he should be single.
Wait, what?
Well, baby, you and in the new crew you're rolling with. They don't know you like I do.
Remember y'all used to take bathroom pics in the crib. And he said if he ever got rich, we out this bitch. But see that shit.
Now I'm dialing your phone, so we both know that I deserve the throne. This ain't fair. Who was there? Who was loving you?
Well, baby, you and me, the new crew you're rolling with. They don't know you like I do. I swear, when they start making money, they start acting funny. It's no love.
All right, you guys, so we are back. That was Jasmine Sullivan with Brand New. And before that, that was indie artist Takara Hamilton with All In. you guys. If you're just tuning in, you are tuning into Beauty and Beats right here on Style House Radio. I'm your girl, Royalty, and I've got my girl, Sahara, on the line, and now we also have Sir Charles on the line with us. What's going on, Sir Charles?
Hey, what's up? Sorry for being so late. I apologize. You know, that's not like me. I had some things going on this morning after church, this afternoon, evening. So I apologize, but I'm here.
All right.
Nice.
Here
you
here.
Yay. Hey, Sir Charles.
Yay.
Hey, what's up, Jaira and Angie? And yes, I miss you ladies. It's been a whole week.
I know. Well, we just got through doing our What's New in Beauty segment. We were just about to move on into some more stuff. But was there anything going on in the world of Chanel that you wanted to talk about? Anything new and spectacular?
Well, yeah, we have our new fall collection that just launched last week. So there's a new limited edition palette. It's a lot of bronzy colors, so it's not really nothing exciting to get. I mean, it is $80. And then we also have a couple new, you know, nail polish and top coats. So there's like a matte velvet top coat if you don't like a shiny nail. And then there's a quick dry extreme shine top coat. So it actually, when you put the top coat on, it dries the nail fast and it gives you like that really nice shellac look coming from the nail salon. So it's really, really nice. Those are limited. And that's really it that I can say from the limited edition that is something worth getting. Then, of course, our glosses, our lip glosses. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, one thing about the palette, though, bronzy colors, you can kind of play up with all kinds of stuff. So that's pretty good because you can at least wear bold lips with bronzy colors, or you can play,
right,
you know, more subtle with like a nude lip or something like that. So that still may be a great buy to pick up the palette.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So
that sounds great, you guys. Make sure that you check those items out at Chanel, and we will also have those listed out for you so you can check those out. So I also wanted to say, because you know we always have the Kardashians in the news, so I thought I would go ahead. It's not Caitlyn this week, you guys, but I just wanted to bring this up really, really quickly. Kendall and Kylie. So Kendall and Kylie Jenner are launching a full contemporary clothing line in spring of 2016. So it's like all over the media right now. Yes, they have actually a clothing line, and they also have a shoe collection as well. Both lines are going to launch in spring of 2016. The shoe collection has over 70 styles. So apparently they said that they did not get any help or any input from the rest of the Kardashians. They wanted it to solely be based on what Kendall and Kylie wanted. So they said that the sisters know nothing about the designs or anything. They find out the same time as the rest of the world. So this collection is coming out. So it's a full clothing line and a full shoe line. So if you guys, you know, are fans of Kendall and Kylie and you love their style, this collection is supposed to be personalized specifically to these ladies' styles. So make sure you look forward to that in spring of 2016.
Wow. Are you ladies excited for that?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna run out and go get your little Kardashian collection on.
I'm thinking that's probably gonna be for the young ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, they always say you are as young as you feel. So, you know,
you're right.
However you're feeling, yeah. You know, if you feel like you're 18, you feel like you're 21, you go get that Kardashian next spring, okay?
Okay.
Well, I just shop in the junior section, so it may be something in there that I like.
Okay. And so we'll see. They'll probably have some bomb shoes, though, I bet.
We'll see
what happens.
Speaking of them, did you guys get a chance to see any of their season shows?
No, I have not.
No, I have not.
Have y'all even seen the Caitlyn show?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't.
I know. It's okay. I'm just catching up myself. I'm not even caught up yet. I haven't even seen Caitlyn's show yet. However,
I'm gonna have to go on
the show where,
I'm gonna have to go on demand and check it out.
I did see the show where there's an episode where Bruce sits with the family, and he's like letting the family know. Well, it's not even him letting them know anything. It's more like the family letting the world know how they really feel, what they go through. And it's basically, in his words, to kind of like show other transgenders that, did I say that right? to show them that they're not alone, and to show other families how to deal, you know, how you really can't deal with a situation like that. You just got to kind of go day by day. And
right.
One of the things that upset me that Bruce said, so in the first, and I've only seen the first one, I haven't seen the part two yet, but they were saying, I think it was Kendall. It's either Kendall or Kylie, I don't know, one of them two. But it was one of them two and Chloe. And apparently he's already talked to Courtney and Kim. Like, Kim apparently knew 10 years ago that this was something that he wanted to do. Because apparently or Kim caught him one night. She was in the kitchen, or it was Courtney. One of them caught him. She was in the kitchen getting some food and saw him running down the stairs dressed. And didn't tell nobody. So she just they've seen it.
Really?
Then there was another time where he had said he would dress up as a woman to go out so that nobody can recognize him. And so in this part, he's talking to Chloe and one of the two young ones, and he's telling them that Chloe's like, I don't have a problem. Like, I'm Team Bruce all the way. Whatever you want to do that makes you happy, I'm all for it. Just let us know. And they were like, so are you planning a transferring over? Like, and he was like, probably. She was like, probably means that you are. So why you just can't say that? Because obviously you've been planning this for like the past year. So it blows up because Chloe gets upset that he didn't tell her that he's going to be a woman. And so he basically had all these appointments set up on how to fix his face and get the booze and all this stuff done. But he never told anybody. So here's the kicker about it all. Like, what he's trying to explain is the reasons he didn't is because he's been silent for so long. It's hard for him to, now that it's out there, to just speak it. He's not comfortable with that just yet. So that was his reasoning. But then in the midst of it all, the little one walks out the door. She's crying. She's like, I just can't deal with hearing that Bruce won't be around anymore. And so Chloe goes out to comfort her, and he comes out behind them. And this is where I got upset with him, because he said, I'm not concerned about how anybody else feels but Kendall and Kylie.
Oh,
I was like, excuse
him? Right.
Well, like, first of all, what did you say when nobody wanted you in their wedding to walk them down the aisle and all this and all that, and now you're going to sit here and say you ain't concerned about no other person but these two because
basically they're your biological kids.
Wow.
Wow.
That was messed up. I'm like, you can't just, that was so, but that's when I saw that the femininity in him, like the female in him. That's when I saw
right.
that, because you could tell he got emotional and he didn't know how to respond to whatever, to what was going on. So he got extremely emotional, and I was like, whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's deep, y'all. It's crazy. It's like, it's got to be the toughest thing in the world to go through this. And then you've got Chris upstairs crying. Well, not even upstairs, at her house crying, because she's like, my whole life, the family, the memories that I have, it's like they weren't real. It's like it never happened, because it wasn't the person that I thought it was.
That's what I was worried about. It was Kris Jenner, because I remember, you know, before this whole magazine, you know, cover shoot that he had did and everything, I saw an episode of the Kardashians, and this is when Kim Kardashian was sitting down with Bruce, and he was telling her, and you know, he had his little feet done and all that stuff, and she was just like, wow, you know. But Kris was, like, in another room somewhere, like, bawling, and I just felt so bad for her. And I'm just like, geez, you know, that is really hard. Like, I would be devastated. I would be so devastated.
Yeah.
It's tough. But then you got Scott. Of course, Scott is going to be Scott. And Scott's like, dude, I think it's pretty cool. You get to live two lives in one lifetime. I like the thing with that God. But it's true when you think about it.
And it's sad, ladies. It truly is sad. But, you know, me being a male, in alternative life, I can actually say sometimes I feel for a lot of women that end up marrying these guys that, you know, some ladies can't see. Some ladies can't see a forest from a tree, and everybody else around them can see it. But my thing is, if you have to question activity about a man, then you have your answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom line. You know, if you have to question what he's doing or what he likes or what he's into or just little bitty things that you know don't seem right. Because sometimes we get with people and we try to say, oh, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's this. You feel me?
Yep,
that's a good point.
So,
thank you, ladies.
It's called denial.
Exactly. And can't no woman or a kid change the way that man really feel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what God loves, and he loves the truth.
Yes.
All right.
Kid, woman, mother, father, sister, brother, cause nobody. It is what it is. You just gotta accept it and allow that person be with that person, who that person is, or what's the
right.
And that's just a part of life.
Well, shoot, now he can be Judy's with them. They can go shopping, then get their nails done, their hair done.
That's too much.
Oh,
I was gonna say, so.
Sure.
Right.
No, so here's the other thing, right? So he was talking about how he can do Kim's makeup a lot hotter than what she got, than what she gets done already. And he's like, I can paint nails and make them look beautiful.
Oh, Lord.
I had
You guys know I told you when I came on the show, I told you I saw the episode with him and Kim, and I told you, I said his toes, they look nice because he did his own feet.
He does his own feet.
I remember you said that. I remember. That was a couple shows ago. I remember you brought that up because
right.
I hadn't seen it, but you said he looked like he had went to the salon and got his toes done.
Yes.
I was like, all right. All right, Kaylin. You better get it.
Yep, do his own speech, his own everything. So check this out. In other news topics, did anybody get a chance to see? Wait, it hasn't came out yet. It's August 2nd. All right. So I know everybody's been hearing about the whole Straight Outta Compton film that's coming out on August 14th.
Yes.
Yes. Can't wait.
Well, I heard it's a biopic, right? So everything that's on there is, well, not everything, but, you know, they can basically extort things and make it whatever they want it to be. So it may not all be true.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And then the other thing is they had a premiere here in Atlanta a week ago. Unfortunately, I wasn't here to see it, but fortunately, I was in a better place. So I'm not going to go there. But anyway, so the word is that Ice Cube was here for that.
Oh.
He came through, he's promoting it. The whole entire cast was here. Only person that wasn't here was Dr. Dre. And I don't know if you guys know, but Ice Cube's son is playing him.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I heard about that. So that's nice.
Yep.
Nice.
His son is playing him in the film. So I think, you know, I heard it's a good flick. I heard it's good. I heard it's going to be really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And and then after that, or with that, I should say, Dr. Dre is set to release a final album after 16 years.
What? Yes.
When is he releasing it?
16 years, he's dropping an album. It's coming out. It's going to accompany the film.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
The album is supposed to come out August 7th, a week before the drop of the film.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, I haven't heard a song. Have y'all?
Yeah, I haven't heard a...
I haven't heard anything at all. I do hear that it's supposed to be like 16 tracks on the LP, and it's supposed to be like featuring Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, The Game, and that's just to name a few. I hear it's supposed to be more people that's also featured on this soundtrack.
Yep, it's going to be called Compton, a soundtrack by Dr. Dre.
Hey.
I love Dr. Dre's production. His rap is okay, but I really like him producing. I think he is one of the hottest on the West Coast.
I agree. He's got a dope. His beats are crazy. So, and moving on to this sad news. And I hate to do it, but we have to talk about it, as it's everywhere. You know, condolences to the Brown and Houston family out there that are listening, or friends. As you guys know, yesterday they had the funeral was held here in Alpharetta, Georgia. And it was held at the church where Whitney and her would always often attend to pray. Thousands of people showed up. They had a lot of onlookers. I read that there were even people that traveled from, like, Virginia just to come down in support of the family. So
wow.
I heard it was beautiful. She was in a silver casket. You know, they're going to fly her, and they're going to bury her next to Whitney in Jersey. Wow. Yeah, it's such a sad, sad situation. Now, what I don't know is, because I haven't heard about this yet. However, I do know that the ex, quote unquote, husband, boyfriend, was begging. He sent an email, supposedly. Now, this is a rumor. I don't know if this is a fact. He sent an email to Bobby Brown and Pat Houston, if you don't know, was Whitney's sister-in-law, and her and Bobby Christina's guardian. Well, Nick Gordon, the ex, sent an email to both of them begging to please allow him to attend the funeral. What do y'all think about that?
Wow. If he did it, I don't think that he should have been there. Shoot.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
It's like after all this time when she was in a coma. I mean, granted, the family wouldn't let him see her in the coma, but, like, I don't know, like, at this point, why would they let you see her? I don't know, like, it's a sticky, yucky situation.
Part of me feels like, go ahead, Tahara.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, part of me, I always feel like people should have the chance to pay their last respect. However, you know, like Sir Charles said, if he did it, you know, if he contributed to this, then no, he should not be there at all. And, you know, but, yeah, like you said, if they didn't let you come around all this time, what makes you think they're going to let you come to her services? So I don't know. It is really a really messed up situation.
It is. It's sad. It's so
sad. Yeah, it's very sad.
Now, in attendance to the funeral, you guys, of course, you know, the New Edition family was there. They had Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry was in attendance, and Tyler put together a video of a collage of pictures in tribute to her. Where is Sissy Houston? She performed and had everybody just fall out, basically.
Yeah, Sissy knows she can sing, and I bet she took them to church.
Yep, Donnie McClurkin, he was there. He sung the same song that he sung for Whitney's funeral. Then, he did.
Was Kimberell there? Did they say Kimberell was there?
I didn't hear if Kim was there, but I do know Cece Winan was.
Okay.
She was there. And then, as they were all walking out of the church, they had one of Whitney's songs playing. I don't remember the name of that song that they had, but they had one of her songs. And of course, you know, there's drama in the family going on. So Pat Houston got up and she was saying a tribute to her niece. And Leola Brown, who is very famous for being Bobby Brown's sister and very vocal, had an issue with that. She was very uncomfortable about that, and she got loud in the church with Pat while Pat was on the stage, and she had to get escorted for disturbing the peace.
Now, why come we black folks can't just act right? You know,
we never act right. Weddings and funerals.
I get it. You know, I get it. You got issues. Okay, but this is a service. She's doing a tribute. you know, have some tact, sit there, hold your little tongue, let her do what she got to do, and then if you got words and stuff that you want to say, you say it outside of the service. Don't be ghetto up there getting loud in front of all the people while she's trying to do that. That's like gets on my nerves. I need calm down, people. Have several seats, please. Okay.
Several people, including Perry, Tyler Perry, came over to ask her to please keep Steve. And then she got escorted out and asked to leave. And Leola, when she got escorted out, walked where? She walked straight to reporters. She walked out and leave.
No complaining.
She walked out and walked straight into the what is it, the dragon's mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically just went in on Pat and said, this isn't the end. It has just begun. Whitney Houston is going to be haunting. She's like, Whitney is going to haunt you in your sleep. What did she say exactly? She said, Whitney is... She said, Pat, it's not over, it has just begun. And Whitney was going to haunt you from the grave.
Oh, they is playing dirty. She brought the spirits out on the girls and everything. Yes, they misbehaving. They are misbehaving.
And they're all interested. So you can definitely look that video up and you can post it. Because like I said, she literally walked straight to the reporters. And let them know.
She let them have it on national TV. Now she's going to be famous.
But
didn't your brother tell you don't be cruel, girl?
The thing about Leola is that she's been, like, she's been the one that talks from the Brown family. She's the only one that's been up talking because she defends her brother. Because I guess she feels like, you know, Bobby's caught so much flack from everything that's been going down, and she feels for him, so she wants to try and do whatever she can. But I think there's definitely a better way to go about it.
Right.
Than to just blast and blur things out. So anyway, keep their family in prayers and let's uplift them. I'm thinking we should probably go into a break, and when we come back, we got some juicy news that's been going all around the internet for the past year. Definitely got to talk about what you think, what y'all think.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it, you guys. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and take that quick little break here, and then we come back, you guys. We will get into this juicy news that we have been talking about. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track. This is from indie artist Feta featuring Jimmy Lenar, and it's called Slim Dizzle, you guys. So let's go ahead and get into this track, and we will be right back.
Slim!
You know I need 100,000 not to charge you.
and I'm pushing just to kick it on that reservoir. Open to car garage, aiming to foreign cars. Blessings that come from God. Living, I do it large. I chose the legal way, putting in motion regal way. I'm casting like an eagle, destination Central Pain. It's hard work, but won't ever give it up. Get that fatty, fatty genie, time to turn it up.
With Slim Rizzle. You guys, if you like that track, definitely give us a call and let us know what you thought about it. You can call us at 646-595-4038. If you're just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on the hottest station on the net, Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Royalty. I've got my co-host on the line with me, celebrity talent manager Jahira, and I also have pro makeup artist and beauty ambassador for Chanel, Sir Charles. We are just getting revved up, you guys, in this entertainment news. So if you just popped in, guess what? You are right on time for the juicy stuff. And if you want to catch anything that we talked about prior to now, then you can always check out our show on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dollhouse Radio. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to let go ahead, kick it off, girl. Kick it off.
All right. Have y'all heard about the Meek Mills and Drake beef?
I have heard about it. I don't know what triggered it, but I've just been hearing people on social or seeing and watching videos and all this. It's like, really? What is going on?
So, apparently, supposedly the beef started because, this is the rumor, y'all. The beef began when Drake and Meek, they did a song together on Meek's album. I want to say it was on Meek's album. Drake's album came out before Meek, and Drake didn't want to promote the song he did for Meek, or with Meek. So, supposedly, that's where the beef started for me. Well.
Wow.
And Drake came out with a diss song, because apparently Meek's been going in on social media on Drake. So Drake came out with a diss song. And guess who has it for y'all to hear if you haven't heard it? We do. So I think we should play that. I think we should play that one right now, so everybody can follow us and where we're going.
All right. Let me get it all queued up here.
Y'all can know what's going on, because this is some crazy stuff. Because these two are grown men. This don't even make no sense.
Yeah, they're doing the most right now.
I ain't even gonna talk about it. I want everybody to hear this song and then call us 646-595-4038. Let us know what y'all think about what Drake had to say about Meek. And then later on, we're gonna play what Meek had to say about Drake. And word around town is Meek, he got the L in capital letters.
So that's what's going around right now. So I want everybody to give us what they feel. I want to know what y'all think too. And I'm just going to let you go ahead and do what you do, Miss Roya.
So this one is, are we doing Drake first? This is Charged Up.
Turned
so
up.
Are we doing? All right, here you got.
All right.
Guys, this is Charged Up. This is Drake. This track. Here we go.
Leo Star Radio.
I did some charity today for the kids, but I'm used to it, cause all y'all charity cases, all y'all stare in my face, I hope you could be the replacement. This is snitching on us without no interrogation. I stay silent cause we at war and I'm very patient. Six God is watching, I just hope you're prepared to face him. I'm charged up. I'm charged up. Wow, I'm honored that you think this is staged. I'm flattered, man, in fact, I'm amazed. The perfect start to the summer, man, it is a doozy. The twist in the movie, but don't jump to conclusions. You boys are getting any of your feelings on me. You should embrace it, this could be one of our realest moments. Okay, the flow start to feel familiar, don't it? Must I remind you that Jimmy got 20 million on it? Need DJ Clue to drop a bomb on it. None of them wanted more than I wanted. I seen it all coming, knew they would push a button. Easter egg hunting, they gotta look for something. Done doing favors for people, cause it ain't like I need the money I make off a feature. I see you niggas having trouble going gold, turning into some so-and-sos that no one knows. But so it go, come live all your dreams out at OVO. We gon' make sure you get your bread and you know the ropes. I get a ring and I bring it home like I'm Corey Joe. No woman ever had me starstruck, or was able to tell me to get my bars up. I'm charged up. Oh no, we eating. This ain't about to starve us. Nah. This ain't about to starve us. I'm charged up. I bought my niggas rollies off of Thank Me Later while these boys were stanky legging. Trust me, this information is vital. I'm trying to take the high road. I still got love for my idols. I got me a deal with Apple and I still feel entitled. Rumor has it there's something that only I know. Rumor has it I steer the ship with my eyes closed. Rumor has it I either done never could. But rumor has it hasn't done you any good. It sounds, sounds, sound to the day I die. We going live to keep this shit alive. Cops are killing people with their arms up. And your main focus is trying to harm us. Ain't think you about to starve us. This ain't about to starve us. Nah. I'm charged up.
Yeah, I like that. I'm like, Angie, do I hear you in the back? Is that you in the background towards the end?
that was me, y'all. You know, I told Drake to call me to get on the track. That's all. But anyway, yeah. Wow.
So Meek Mills calls out Drake, calling him, saying he has a ghostwriter, right? So that's when Drake came out with this song, Charged Up. Now, he came out with another song called Back to Back Freestyle. So basically, the second song, I guess, put Meek on the, against the wall, basically, now. So now you got two songs. Days go by, and Meek ain't said nothing to this guy, right?
Wow.
So then,
right.
So then everybody's like, what's going on, Meek? He's coming at you. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Like, hello? So...
Right. What you gonna do? Okay.
So... Meek Mill starts dropping hints, saying that the diss record is finally going to be released, and it was released on Flex's show in New York. And do we have that song on cue yet?
Yeah, we do. His diss track is so, One Another.
So look, this is supposed to be the biggest beef in hip-hop since they're saying, well, since Meek is saying, and you'll hear him say it, in his own words, since Ja Rule and 50 Cent. Let's see what y'all think about this.
Ooh, all right, here we go, you guys.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
I just want to know how niggas going to jail, telling on niggas coming back home and it's still being cool. I just wanna know how niggas on Instagram and Twitter with 50,000 followers ain't got no money in real life, but still popping. I just wanna know. I wanna know if a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in. Niggas still letting it fly like it's cool. I really wanna know, man. Shit getting different out here. It's getting spooky. Now when that shit went down with Chris, you wrote a check. In New Orleans, want my chain, they give respect. So with that, tell me you a pussy in a fan. Set it around, sit, you know the shooters at your neck. I just wanna know if you ain't right there running through the six shit. Tell us who the fuck was Quinn running through the six with.
Running through the six on my walls. Count money, you know how it goes. All the real if I have a baby.
Nigga right for you, cause you know you never did shit. When I do that, I thought I was tryna catch a big fish. We the type of niggas tie your mother up. Fuck a scissor in the ass and hit your brother up. Pussy, you really sweet, I call you Buttercup. You fucking dog, you can't stop because you studied us. Coming with the same flow, switching up your lingo. We just want a refund, this ain't what we pay for. Every time that we come, we get what we came for. Spitting up a nigga shit, but you claim it came. Keep it short, nigga. You ain't get your chick back yet. And now she rockin' with the chest. I know you missed that check. You went from clean, put the butter patch, missed that jet. Hold up.
I got to take him off of here. That's right. I gotta take him off of here. There was only one, and that's me. You understand? Boy, that's fighting. You understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? When it comes to me, you understand? So let me get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
You know you fucked up, right?
Hey!
You should have just said nothing. Now you're gonna have to give me a check to stop. All I hear is platinum neck, platinum this. Meanwhile, I'm on the carpet with a platinum chick. I got a platinum rolly, platinum whip. Niggas frauds, I tell the truth, don't ask me shit. All this industry fake enemy and rapper shit. It's never really my style, we got cash to get. I really started from nothing, now it's back to shit. Puffy almost caught it to Messi when he smacked that bitch. Hold up, let that bitch breathe.
Hey, this called popping shit. There's no cut on it. There's no cut on it. If your feelings get hurt, you feel like, oh, that's an arrogant motherfucker. No, this is the truth. And the truth hurts. Haven't I paid my dues? Hey. Then I weathered a storm.
Yeah.
niggas is gone, and I'm here.
You let Tip Homie piss on you in the movie theater, nigga. We ain't forget. Real niggas back in style, this shit is lit. This that Ja Rule shit and 50 Cent.
Okay, Meek. Oh, okay. So you can share the hip little feathers with Ruffle after these Drake diss tracks that Drake put in. And, you know, everybody in his ear. So he was like, "No, no, no. Let me go ahead and try to come back all hard and stuff." Okay, Meek. Drake's touched
the problem. The problem is the rest of the world does not feel as though this record did anything. Everybody's like, and then Drake posted a picture right after he heard the record or whatnot of him just laughing real hard. And then Drake was supposedly at a, last Friday, he was supposed to be at a charity event with playing against, at a kickball game, playing against LeBron James. And they asked him, if a reporter asked him, is he ready for this loss, to take this loss? And he said, laughing with a little smirk, he goes, "I haven't lost anything this whole week, haven't you heard?"
Okay,
He's like, he's telling them, like, really? Have you not heard what's going on in my world? Because I'm good.
Wow, I love it.
It's about to happen now.
Okay.
So that story remains to be continued. But then they've got another situation that Meek brought up. So Meek posted a picture, and this is all on Instagram, because now they're taking to Instagram and, well, Meek is taking Instagram to take shots. But he posted a picture of Drake beside the ghostwriter, which I think is kind of crazy because there's a reason why they call a person a ghostwriter. So right. Why would you put that person on blast?
Because he and his fee-fees, he's in his feelings. That's
so
why.
So under the, in the caption, under this picture, Meek wrote something about, and that's why I say don't quote me because my computer's moving a little slow. I can't get to that right now. But he basically quoted on there that there was a time where there, it was the premiere of Taken, and it was done, it was in L.A. And this artist was out there with T.I. It was a part of T.I.'s crew. And the artist had just gotten out of jail, and I don't know what happened, but he had a piece. And he just whipped it out right there in the theater. He didn't go to the bathroom. He just whipped it out and pissed right there. And apparently, a little bit on Drake, or a lot of it, I don't know.
So, I heard that's in that track.
Right. So in that photo that he posted on Instagram, he talks about that. And he's like, "Yo, you didn't even do nothing. Like, you whacked for that." And apparently Drake was like, he waited until they had left later on and approached T.I. like, "Why did your man do that?" And,
right.
Of course, you know, they got men for days about T.I.'s response and whatever T.I. said. But
right.
It's just a whole lot of mess going on, and honestly, and I don't know, I haven't heard anything about Nicki saying anything or whatnot, but I honestly don't know why Nicki's with Meek. I think Drake what Drake need to do is bring up Cassidy. Y'all remember Cassidy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, Cass used to have that beef with Meek back in the day. They both from Philly.
Right.
I think Drake should join forces with Cassidy, and they should do something. They should do something. They should do a song.
They should have a stirring up the drama. Y'all get cast in these, right?
I think they should. I think that would be pretty dope, and it would be major. Because right now, I'll just say, like, right now, everybody's, if you've seen the memes everybody's posting, they got a meme of Meek crying and Nicki behind him brushing his hair, trying to calm him down, just like, don't worry, baby. Like, you usually win, but not this time. Like,
damn.
It's so crazy. This whole thing is just mess.
Right. Meek needs to worry about the fact that the WWE is not too happy that his little diss track samples the Graveyard Symphony, okay, which is wrestling legend The Undertaker's entrance music, okay? So, no, I'm just reading this. So, according to TMZ, you guys, and you know TMZ, okay, they say that the WWE said that they take its intellectual property rights very seriously, and they are looking into this matter. Meek, you sampled The Undertaker's music, and he is not happy. It is going to be a smackdown. I had to throw that in there.
There you have it, y'all. And this story is it's unraveling as we speak, as you can see.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Wow. I can't. Me, you is causing way too much trouble for me. Nicki, I need you to run, girl. Run fast and far.
Immediately.
She's gonna stay there for the aftermath.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, you guys. There you have it for the entertainment news. We don't know what's going to happen from this point. Keep your eyes open and keep watching and watch for the SmackDown, y'all. I was like, really? The WWE, they just had to get in on the action, huh?
That's insane. Wow. So that's even, you know what? I ain't talked about this yet, but that just made me think about a whole COVID situation. But which is another crazy, we'll probably talk about that next Sunday. But yeah, it's crazy. WWE now, that is major. That is the world.
Right.
That's nuts. And then that's the Undertaker. Oops, Undertaker's going to come after me.
Okay. It's
going to
be a problem.
So there you have it. That's my entertainment news for you.
All right, you guys. All right. We have come to the end of this juicy, juicy show, you guys. And it has been a great one. You know, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back and check it out on demand at blogtalkradio.com/DollhouseRadio. Also, the links will be tweeted all over social media, so you can always click on the direct link to the show and listen to it as well. I'll post up some recaps of what we talked about also on the show. Make next Sunday for another great show, more beauty, more fashion, more entertainment news, and who knows what else
will happen. And we'll probably have a special guest join us.
Ooh, watch out now, you guys. Hey. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beat, BHR. That's Beauty, the letter N, BHR. Also, if you have any music you want to submit, you can email it to beautyandbeatbhr@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @AMRArtistry, and I'll let my co-host go ahead and give out their Twitter and social media handles.
Go ahead, Sir Charles.
Okay, mine is Makeup by Sir, and that's at Twitter and Instagram.
And mine is I am, that's I-A-M, Jahira, J-A-H-A-I-R-A. That's my Twitter. And then on IG, it's I-M underscore J-A-H-A-I-R-A.
All right, you guys, there you have it. You can check out the entire Dollhouse Radio family at www.dollhouseradio.com. Sign up on our mailing list. Tune into all of our shows. We are 7 days a week. That is all. Make sure that if you're interested in debates and politics, social issues that are going on in the urban communities, then you want to check out Urban Society later on tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. You guys, we are out. We will see you next Sunday. We're going to go ahead and go out with Swift Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Busta Calhoun with Big Rings. We out, you guys.
All right, peace.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball niggas for these like, big rings. Nah, niggas you be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Let shit happen in no time soon. Paper Rock conglomerate, yo. Now why we fuck shit up again until the dance starts? Damn, son. No many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look what we be starting. Can you niggas get it right? Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. I'm stepping in the spot. I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot patrol, should be calling to the villager. 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring or kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball.
You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Goldberg's McDonald. All these carrots in my ring, Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a pledge of Bob Duke Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger. I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big ring
balls. I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rocking iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in everything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spinning, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you can catch me in the club. With my diamonds so loud, DJ can't play light. Nigga, turn your shit down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cocks are going to get damn beast to drive. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls.